ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி, அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் சீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் நேச்சர் எக்கோயிங் த லேடிஸ் எமோஷன்ஸ் ஆஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் குறுந்தொகை 154 பென் பை மதுரை சீத்தலை சாத்தனார். த வேர்ஸ் இஸ் சிச்சுவேட்டட் இன் த ட்ரைலண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பாலை அண்ட் ஸ்பீக்ஸ் இன் த வாய்ஸ் ஆஃப் த லேடி டு ஹர் கான்ஃபிடான்ட் எக்ஸ்பிரஸிங் ஹர் இன்எபிலிட்டி டு பேர் வித் த மேன்ஸ் பார்ட்டிங். யாங்கு அறிந்தனர்கொள் தோழி, பாம்பின் உரி நிமிர்ந்தன்ன உறுப்பு அவர் அமையத்து இறைவேட்டு எழுந்த சேவல் உள்ளி பொறிமயிர் எருத்தின் குறுநடை பேடை பொறிகார் கள்ளி விரிகாய் அம் கவட்டு தயங்க இருந்து புலம்பக் கூவும் அருஞ்சுர வைப்பின் காணம் பிரிந்து சேன் உரைதல் வள்ளுவோரே. How can he is the question that throbs at the core of this verse. The opening words yangu arindanarkol, meaning how did he learn that, gives us a hint about the puzzling behavior of another person. Next, a curious object in nature catches our attention in pambin uri, referring to a snake's shed skin. Following this, the focus turns to a male bird that rises to go in search of food in Iraivettu Elundha Seval. Isn't it curious how, even among the bird species, the Sangam folks describe the male as the provider? If the male bird appears, can the female be far behind? Sure enough, the female, which hops with short steps, greets us in Kurunadai Pedai. After all this talk of animals, there's mention of a plant in Porigar Kalli, meaning a cactus with a cracked trunk. Ending with the words Sen Uraidal Valluvore, meaning the one who has the ability to stay far away, the verse welcomes us within to explore more. What do these male and female birds have to say about the inner world of the lady? The context reveals that the man and lady were leading a happy married life when the man parted away to gather wealth. The lady languishes in his absence and one day turns to her confidant and says, "How did he gain that knowledge, O friend? Akin to a snake's shed skin lifting up, the heat spreads." At this time, thinking of the male that went in search of food, the female bird, with spotted hair on its neck and a short-stepped gait, leans on the beautiful branch of a cactus with a parched trunk and cracked fruits, and cries out in loneliness in that difficult to cross dryland's jungle. Indeed, how does he know? He, the one who is parted from me and is capable of living far away. With these words, the lady conveys her incredulity at how the man could so easily stay away when she herself was suffering in loneliness. Here's but a little scene in the man's path, and how does the lady manage to conceal her emotions there? Let's follow her words closely to unravel the hidden meaning. The lady starts with a single question about the man, wondering about how he learned to do something. What could something mean here? After that question, the lady transports us to a drylands region by describing how the heat seems to pour down like a snake shed skin. What a nuanced comparison this is will become clear to you with an image search for a shed snake skin. The blinding white color and the crisscross pattern will remind you of light rays in a hot, dry place. Moving on, the lady then talks about a female bird which has a spotted soft tuft of hair around its neck and walks in short strides. She tells us at the moment the female bird is thinking about its mate that had gone to hunt for food, and perched on the cactus branch, it coos in loneliness in that very path the man is walking through. This is the moment the lady turns to her friend and asks, "How can he walk unaffected by this bird's lament and continue to stay away without returning to me?" Taking her thoughts, the lady projects these on the female bird in the drylands forest. The scene is a metaphor for her own feelings of missing her man who had gone in search of wealth. At the same time, this scene is something that could be really happening in the man's path. And that's what makes the lady wonder how he can go on when listening to this bird song without thinking of her and without wanting to return immediately to her. The expression of these emotions would hopefully bring relief to the pining lady and would also make the confidant render consoling words to her friend. In love, isn't there a constant question of whether the other is feeling the same that one is feeling? This verse presents a different way of asking that evergreen question that throbs in any heart in love. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.